Okay, time now for a little motoring with Mark. I go out on Caravan, and this kind of saves you the gas and the time. I went into a house built in 1909, and just what a pleasure. I'm really drawn to older houses, and if I have time, I go down and walk the basement. I love basements. This house had hardwood floors with an inlay that looked like a ribbon going around. I had never quite seen that, and I really should have taken a picture and then posted it on the website so you could have seen it when you listened to the podcast. Just amazing. Then I walked over to the main entry, and they had put pergo over those hardwood floors. I found out there was linoleum underneath there, and instead of taking the time to pull up the linoleum, they put pergo. And I go, oh my God, what a match. You go from this 1909 ribbon inlay hardwood floors. But that wasn't bad. I went upstairs, and you have these tall ceilings in these older homes, at least 9 feet. And back in the day, you didn't have forced air gas. You know, each room didn't have a little vent. You had gravity feed. But a lot of times in the expensive houses, they had ducting to upstairs rooms from the basement gravity feed. This house added forced air gas to today's day. But they saved money and put the ducting in the hallways. So as you walked down the hallway, you looked up, you saw ducting, and then they punched through into the bedrooms, and there was the heating vent. Now, I've been in some downtown. You could build like a New York City style loft and make it look really cool and have exposed heating ducts. But in a residential home from 1909, didn't quite cut it. Okay, another old home restored. I think I might have mentioned this. Went into the guest house bathroom, and over the bathroom sink was this post coming out, like a chrome arm coming out of the wall, with a yellow, looked like a giant lemon. And it was like a football-sized lemon, smaller than a football, but bigger than a lemon. And I went up to it, and I thought it was like a squeeze thing to squeeze soap out of, but it was a giant bar of soap in the shape of a football, and it was yellow. And later on, I was talking to some people who just went to France, and they go, oh yeah, that's what they do in France. Okay. I liked it. It was cool. I liked it. That's it for motoring with Mark. I have a couple more things, but I don't want to rush through them. I'll tell you this. You got to stay cool. I have a Edison tip from Southern California Edison. Visit a movie theater. Go to an air-conditioned mall or a library or a community center. Or visit a friend who has air conditioning. I mean, you know, I'm not making fun of them. I like Southern California Edison. But I guess, you know, if you have to be told that, you're in big trouble. You got more things to worry about than the heat. I got to tell you that. Mark Schneiman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. After the program, 452-2428, 452-CHAT, text or call. We have one more segment coming up, and I know it's my favorite. And we like to call it the weekly MLS update.